Good afternoon. High pressure is going to continue to build in today over New York and New England with fair and dry weather and temperatures running slightly above normal for the day. In regards to temperatures, highs are going to be in the mid to upper 80s in the valley locations with a few 90 degree readings in the mid-Hudson Valley. Maximum temperatures will be in the 70s to lower 80s over portions of the high terrains. Humidity levels will also remain fairly comfortable with surface dew points in the mid-50s to lower 60s. A few cumulus clouds are possible, especially over the higher terrain, but we are going with a dry forecast for the day today, and we should see partly to mostly sunny skies through the remainder of the day today. Heading into the night tonight, we'll see mid and high level clouds increase quickly and lower as temperatures drop into the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Hurricane Isaias is continuing to batter the Bahamas today with hurricane conditions and dangerous storm surge. The hurricane is forecast to move northwestward and skirt near the Florida east coast tonight and Sunday, and hurricane warnings have been issued there for high winds. While it is uncertain if Isaias will make landfall in Florida, dangerous storm surge and potentially life-threatening flash flooding could occur regardless, and small shifts in the track could lead to different impacts, so preparation for hazardous weather is necessary. Isaias is currently forecast to turn northward and then northeastward Sunday and Monday and could impact the Carolinas with heavy rain and wind. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 125 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Albany, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 87, in Boston, sunny with a high near 84, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 86. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, the average high is 82, while the average low is 62. The record high of 101 was set back in 1933, while the record low of 46 was set back in 1964. Today's sunrise was at 5:47 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:15 p.m. And with that, we have a total of 14 hours and 27 minutes of daylight today. It's a loss of 2 minutes and 11 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at sunny skies for the day today as highs reach into the low to mid 80s. And for the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down towards the low 60s and upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon and highs reaching into the upper 80s and low 90s even in a few spots. For the night tonight, we stay partly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into the low 70s and upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking mostly sunny for the day today as our highs reach near the mid-80s. And for the night tonight, we start out mostly cloudy with temperatures dropping down towards the mid-60s. We will start to see a chance for some rain showers as we reach our way into the early morning hours. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon as our highs reach into the low to mid 80s. And for the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows only drop down into the low 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at sunny skies for the day today with our highs reaching near the mid to upper 80s. And for the night tonight, we'll see a slight increase in clouds as we turn to partly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into the upper 60s. A couple spots potentially could only stay in the low 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a low-pressure system approaches the region, and with that, we will see the chance for some showers and thunderstorms across the region. The Storm Prediction Center does have the chance for some of us to see potentially some severe thunderstorms develop from this system. Otherwise, throughout the course of the day, we will see mostly cloudy skies as our highs once again look to reach closer towards the mid-80s. For WAMC, I am meteorologist Reed Kisselback.